from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, man. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Football in the air. We are just jacked up. We're talking about the college football playoff. Off the air we were. That's going to be here this year. 12-team playoff. So, December and January, you're going to have two straight months of playoff football, college and pro.
Yes.
Oh, God.
It's great.
Oh, God. Don't wish your life away. But looking forward to that.
I mean, how cool is it? And, you know, whatever your respective school is, like if you're West Virginia, or you're Notre Dame, or you're Penn State, or you're Pitt, and your team makes it in the playoffs or wins their, you know, wins the conference, and you get to go and experience a playoff game.
A home
playoff game against, like, Texas?
Oh.
But that's pretty sweet.
That's
exciting.
That's really, really cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, Penn State is... I was going to say Oregon, but they're now in conference. Imagine Penn State playing Ole Miss in a playoff game at Beaver Stadium.
Or Florida.
Chomp, chomp. Really cool. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'd love you to tweet us. @_AdamCrowley @ScoreAndDoran. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. Now to the local... professional team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, a really good piece by Mike DeFabo in The Athletic. And we are mad at The Athletic, but it does not mean that Mike's not good at his job. I want to separate those two things. We really like Rob Rossi. Rob Rossi's on the show all the time. We like the man. We're mad at The Athletic. They fired Mark Caboli. But this is really good from DeFabo. So he talked to beat writers at every single training camp. So every team in the NFL, he canvassed them. How often does the team you cover tackle to the ground in practice? 13 NFL teams don't tackle at all in the preseason. Not at all. 11 of the teams polled rarely tackle. 4 characterized it as sometimes. 3 characterized it as often. And 1 characterized it as very often. And that would be the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been true really since Mike Tomlin came aboard. Their camp is more physical. They tackle more than any camp in the National Football League. That is not new for them. What's new is that teams are doing it seemingly less and less. And just so that you have the context here, here are the teams that never tackle this year. Atlanta, which I think is very interesting because that's who the Steelers play week one.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the team that tackles the most against a team that doesn't tackle at all. Arizona, Carolina, Cleveland, Denver, Houston, Indy, Rams, Minnesota, Giants, San Francisco, Tennessee, and Washington. Do you like that the Steelers do it this often?
Well, I'd also like to see the reps because I'm under belief of hearing this that it would probably be the younger guys tackling, not the TJ Watts, not the guys, not the Minka Fitzpatricks, like tackling to the ground. Because if you think about it, and you have 90 guys, and you want to get the best evaluation on the back end of your roster and guys who can make the team, those are the guys, usually the rookies or the first year removed, second year removed college players that are used to tackling in practice, that you can get away with that. So I would want to see, or maybe ask DeFabo or somebody that covers the Steelers that's there every day, is whenever they do tackle to the ground, is it the second team? Is it the third team? Or is it the first team? Because if it's the second or third team, then that's fine. But if it's the first team, then you're risking a lot of money and injury investment.
I can't speak to this year. I can't speak to last year. But I went to every practice for 7 years. And they bang it. They bang it with the ones. Now, they're not going to have as much of it as the second, third, and fourth strings. But they'll do live periods.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll run 8-9 plays, 4 to the ground. And, you know, TJ's going to get more days off.
Right.
And you're going to be very thoughtful with it. And if the ones are tackling, let's just say for 8 plays, maybe TJ's in there for 3 of them.
Right.
I subscribe-ish to what Tomlin says all the time, and we've heard Kevin Colbert say all the time. You can't box without sparring.
Yes.
I buy that. I think there's probably a middle ground. Like last year, I think it prepares them for game one. At least I did. You figure you beat Buffalo, you're a 6.5-point dog, first game of the season. You beat Cincinnati, you're a 6.5-point dog, both games on the road. Last year, though, you kind of throw it out the window. You get your doors blown off by San Francisco. They don't tackle at all. You tackle a bunch. I don't know that you need to tackle more than everybody else. I do think teams need to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
The teams that don't do it at all, you feel like you're preserving your guy. Like, you feel like there's less risk of an injury in camp, but is there more of a risk of injury than when you get into the season?
And you're not used to tackling.
And you're not used to it.
Yeah.
That's why I think I would do it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I would do it sometimes. Now, I've never been tackled in my life playing football. I backyard kind of deal, but like, so I can't speak to it like you can speak to it, but I feel like it'd be hard to get guys better, to develop young players, to get your body used to it if you never do it, and the only reps you're going to get are in preseason games. And then what are we talking about? A few series here and there for your guys who are actually going to be doing the majority of the tackling and shedding blocks and all that kind of stuff. I just don't think you can never do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start thinking about the teams that aren't doing it. Like Carolina, is that a well-coached team? Like, do I think Sean Payton's a great coach anymore in Denver? But then there are good coaches that are doing it too. So, I don't know.
You could simulate it better now than obviously 10, 15 years ago, you know, with tackling dummies and tackling the dummies to the ground without tackling a real person. I'm indifferent. Like, any team that I was ever on, only time that we would go live mm-hmm. would be goal line. Like, we wouldn't go live, like, 7-on-7. We wouldn't go live team. Like,
that's what Cowher used to do.
Goal line?
Yeah, like, where Tomlin's big thing on the first day of contact is backs on backers. Cowher would get it going under the lights, and you would do the goal line drill, and they would get after it.
Yeah, that's every team I've been on, that's the only time we would go live.
Yeah.
And it would be 8 reps.
But you can't practice that without getting it.
Because that gets grimy.
Yeah.
You have to tackle. And, you know, and then it gives you the sense of like, hey, we gotta buck up. You know, I don't know. It is a good conversation because I do think of like the tackling dummies now and how like the little circle donut things that they roll out and you tackle that to the ground. Like if you're an NFL player, you should know how to tackle, especially a defensive player. So I don't know if you really need to tackle another person to simulate tackling to the ground. I don't know if you really need to do that anymore.
And it would also be different if it were 100% one way or the other. Like, if no teams in the NFL tackled during camp, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you're all on level playing field, and you go into the preseason games, and you come out of the preseason games, and that's the only time you've tackled. But it's not uniform, which is interesting. You're right. I mean, these guys play football their entire lives. You're not going to forget how to tackle. But you can get better. Like, Joey Porter Jr. is an example.
I will say this. Whenever they do go to 18 games, and there's probably 2 preseason games, I bet you that there will be a universal rule that probably nobody will tackle.
I could see that.
You know?
You can only wear pads. I'd have to look at the new CBA.
Like through the season?
Yeah, you can only tackle like 16 times.
Yeah, you can only wear
pads.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And you can get those out the way. So usually like teams will, all right, we're going to get all of our like padded practice in the first, you know, bulk of the season, and then it's just all helmets the rest of the season.
Because it becomes such a grind as it is, mm-hmm. you got to find a way to pull back on it a mm-hmm. little bit. I know Tomlin always saves a few in his pocket just in case.
Just in case they get blown out and he has to make a statement. Remember the last year? Oh, they're in full pads. That's
I think it was the Ravens week, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it
that's
was.
Why they won because they went in full pads.
Yeah, they went 17-10 because the Ravens receivers dropped 800 balls. And it's because they were intimidated by those tackling Steelers.
Right.
I am interested in that for week one, though. Because that is what happened last year. I used to think Mike Tomlin had this thing figured out where, you know, Cincinnati, they didn't have, you know, Joe Burrow missed all that time, and so he's not up to speed, and defense is always ahead of offense, and the Steelers tackled so much, and the Bengals did very little of that, and then you, bang, you beat them. Buffalo did very little of that, then bang, you beat them, and then last year, 49ers don't do junk, and they kick the living snot out of you. It might have nothing to do with anything.
I mean, but think about the week off that you have, though, too, before the season. Like, you're not tackling that week.
Right.
So you're kind of just like, so you're tackling 2 weeks before that or a week before that, and you're thinking that that's going to help you at the beginning of the year. See, I don't see now it's like going out the window, the theory of tackling the ground. Like, you're not tackling that week of the first week of college football whenever you're preparing for that first game. There's no way. No way you're live that week. So,
because the risk of injury outweighs the hitting the ground.
Yeah, now it's time to get for real. So it's like,
I do think it's fascinating, and it's not new for the Steelers, but it seems like more and more teams are just not tackling anymore, apart from these preseason games. And then you will see these joint practices. The reason it's football season is because the Pirates are terrible as well. The Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. The Bucs got to go 20-22 the rest of the way to even last year's win total. Will they do it? You can vote at underscore Adam Crowley. There's a big debate right now on social media. It has to do with football. I want to have that conversation when we come back. And we just talked about Atlanta. There's a reason why this game against the Falcons just got a lot harder. And we'll tell you about that when we come.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm back. You know what today is, Dorn?
Thursday.
Thursday, August 15th. My 9-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow.
With my wife.
Congratulations. Yeah. Nine years.
9 years. Wow. 9 years.
That's crazy.
It goes like that.
Quick.
It goes like that. And people talk about, oh, you got guest list. You got to make sure you get to all the right people. The cut line's very difficult. You need like Joey Brackets to come in and help you figure out that cut line, the bubble people, all that kind of stuff. Some of the most important people in my life weren't in my life then. Like you. I didn't even know you at all.
Right.
And now I talk to you more than my wife.
Right.
Like, we were watching an old college football game at my house yesterday. You played in the game. And my wife said to me, she goes, would you have thought when we were attending that game that All-American tight end dude's one of your best friends 9 years later? You just don't even think about that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's crazy how life changes. But the reason I bring up the anniversary isn't so people congratulate me or anything like that, or to tell people I'm hoping a little Jack Wilson action happens tonight. Nothing like that. There's this raging debate right now on the internet. And Barstool got into this, and you sent it to me. And then some other dude named Fred, who's got like 500 Twitter followers, he tweets this out. I cannot stand the no weddings during football season crowd anymore. Grow up, you're 26. To that man, I say, relax. Just chill out. I've got 3 weddings I'm attending.
Yes, you do.
In September and October. And I am thrilled that none of these weddings interfere with the backyard brawl. That would be different. That would be tough. Because I'm talking about my sister. I'm talking about my sister-in-law and a very close cousin. I can't miss these weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Backyard brawl. Missing the backyard brawl would have been very stressful.
Yeah.
Very stressful. It's 2024. I don't love fall weddings because one of my big life philosophies is spread out the goodness. Give me a wedding in a random summer weekend.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful time. And then guess what? College football season, a wonderful time. Now we're taking two wonderful things and we're slapping them together. So you're missing out on an element of one or the other. But it's 2024. If I am at a wedding with somebody that I am very close with, and you would be very close if you're going to a wedding, just watch the dang thing on your phone.
Right.
It's not ideal. It's not the best. Just watch the thing on your phone. You'll be fine.
I feel like most people, and you can maybe answer this about the three weddings you're going to, not everybody loves football.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like the people that are having weddings in the fall on a Saturday probably just don't really care about football and don't even think about football. And also the venue space, too. Like, maybe that was just the only time that they could get a,
right,
know, do a wedding.
Right.
Like, not everybody loves football.
It's also, without question, from late August through like mid-October, the best weather we're going to have in Pittsburgh all year long.
Yeah. And then if they do love football, so say they are like a football couple or, you know, one of the groom is a football guy, like usually the events that I've gone to and whenever there was a big sporting event on, there will be a TV somewhere. Some point. Like they're savvy enough to do that.
You can escape away.
Yes, yeah, there will be a TV.
Go check the score.
Yes.
It's fine. But I would say, personal relationships that you really value them.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Don't be the unless it's the backyard brawl. Don't be the person that doesn't go to the wedding because you're a football fanatic.
Right.
Find a way to watch the game on your phone discreetly or otherwise.
Easily.
I went to a wedding October 7th a few years ago, and there was a big football game on that I wanted to watch. And so you know what I did? I just watched it. So be it. It's not a big deal.
No.
You can do both. But ideally, yeah, I get the ideal. So ideally, weddings are fun. Football's fun. Keep them separated so you can enjoy both the appropriate amount.
Yeah.
That's all. But I have found that the conversation on social media, as is with most things, is just insufferable. And I feel like 90% of the people who say, I'm not going to your wedding in the fall, are just lying. They're just lying. You're going to go and you're going to watch it there, or you're going to go and you're not going to watch it there. And guess what? You're going to survive.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
It'll all be okay.
You'll be fine.
But I did schedule my wedding in August because no football.
Right.
No football. Get as close to the good weather as you can with the football separate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my sister.
Does she like football? No.
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 She's theater chick.
Right.
And her husband, future husband, theater dude, who I was talking about Paul Skeens 3 weeks ago. He did not know who Paul Skeens is.
Wow.
So they don't even take football into account. My sister-in-law, big football fan, future brother-in-law there, huge football fan. But they don't care about college. They care about the Steelers.
Right.
So next day, there's a Steelers game, and they want people to tailgate for that.
Do you think that any of these people would look at you with the side eye, knowing what you do, if you're sitting there during the reception and watching on your phone?
So I would not do it during the ceremony. I would not have the phone out in when the vows are being exchanged.
Right, in the church, yeah.
Anybody who objects, say your piece or whatever. I'm not going to do that, especially church, can't do that. But at the reception, you give me all the side eye in the world.
Yeah.
I do not care. I do not. I'll come out, I'll cut a rug. I'll come out, I'll get you a gift, big gift, great gift. But if West Virginia's playing Kansas, and it's a close game in the fourth quarter, I'm sorry, but I ain't sorry. I'm watching the game.
Like, do you honestly think that your sister thought about you and the date of her wedding because and not to schedule it on September 14th?
No.
For the backyard.
No.
You don't think that even crossed her mind? Like, oh, West Virginia plays Pitt that day.
No.
Let's do the following next 2 weeks.
Well, because here's what happens. I'd be going to the wedding and it would suck.
But she knows you probably better than anybody. She knows that you would not be fully invested into her wedding.
Yeah.
You'd be so uneasy and you'd be pulling out your phone during the vows.
If they got married at 4 o'clock during the backyard brawl,
Yeah, what would you do?
I'd be up there. I'm in
oh,
the
you would?
I'm in
yeah,
the
that's right. Yeah,
that'd be
yeah.
torturous.
Oh, you'd be sweating so bad.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
Yeah.
You'd have your wife giving you signals of like what the score is.
But I wouldn't be able to trust her. She'd be
messing with you.
Yeah, it'd be just perennially 13-9 the whole time. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. I guess I'll crystallize my point on this very important issue. I don't love it, but it's also not about me. So you just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it just kind of stinks. That's all.
Yeah.
It just kind of stinks.
Yeah, it's a give and take.
The people who don't go to someone's wedding that they're close to because of college football, unless you're you and you're working a sideline or something like that, I do think that's probably a little too far.
Yes.
A little sick. All right, this game against Atlanta for the Steelers on September 8th. Let me see if I have a wedding that day. Just got a lot harder. We'll tell you how when we come back. Steelers-Falcons just got a little trickier, Doran.
Oh, yeah?
I think. Matthew Judon traded from the New England Patriots to the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons give up a 2025 third-round draft pick. So they're taking on the Steelers, obviously, in game number one of the regular season. Now, last year, Judon only played in four games. He had four sacks in those four games. So it's not like he can't play. Year before that, 15.5 sacks, 12.5 sacks. He's rushed off the left side the last couple of years. Now, before that, he rushed off the right side, so I guess he could do one or the other. But if he's coming off the left and Troy Faltanu is the starting right tackle, you got yourself your hands full in game number one, do you not?
Yes, you do.
And I wonder, based on what happened last year, where it was Bosa, and then it was, what, who, Max Crosby?
Mm-hmm.
And there was and then Miles Garrett. And they really slow played Broderick Jones, and that was one of the talking points because of that three-headed monster you'd be taking on going into the season. I wonder, I know Dulac says they want him to start. They've been practicing with Broderick at right and with Dan Moore at left. I wonder if this makes it unlikely that in game one that you rush to have Faltanu be the starting right tackle.
Yeah, probably not.
You don't think it changes it?
I think that Faltanu coming off the injury, I don't know, one, if he's going to be ready for game one. And two, now I'm in agreement with you that it probably will be Broderick Jones, regardless if he's ready or not, at right tackle and Dan Moore Jr. at left. Knowing that you have to go against this, you know, with Matthew Judon now in Atlanta.
Yeah, with the past being, you know, instructional here, I think that you might. Just give him a little extra week.
Yeah.
Easy for me to say.
Yeah.
Just give him a little extra week. And if not, well, then it's baptism by fire.
Right.
And we saw him in the first preseason game, and he's going up against a couple of really good pass rushers there. Daniil Hunter, who is one of the best in the NFL, and he gives up two sacks. And Kyle Williams, the other guy, who has 70 career sacks. It's going to be a learning experience. They're going to give up sacks either way this year, though. Let's just call that like it is. Because you got Russ Wilson, you got Justin Fields. And both guys are the most sacked quarterbacks in the last few years in the NFL. They like to hold the ball. You got play action routes. They're going to be, it takes some time to develop. So, I don't know. If Faltanu's ready, I think I would play him. Because you got to learn. I would have played Broderick last year. You got to learn. I don't think that they will. And I think that if they had any thoughts about it being Faltanu, come back from injury, right away you're our right tackle. Just let it
brew a little bit.
Give you a little pause. Give you a little pause. And according to reports now, the Atlanta Falcons have locked Matthew Judon up for a longer-term deal, but that doesn't really matter that much. Not for our purposes. We keep getting a lot of texts on this. What's the latest on Ayuk? What's going on with Brandon Ayuk? And then we got a bunch of text on this. Adam Schefter's in Pittsburgh, Doran.
Mm.
What does that mean, guys? Adam Schefter's in Pittsburgh. Does that mean a Brandon Ayuk deal is close to being consummated? No, he's probably just doing a little tour.
Yeah, he's not an agent.
He's not going to be in there with Omar Khan right. And Mike Tomlin and Art Rooney II. Like, if this trade happens, or let's just say either way, either he winds up staying with the 49ers or he gets traded to Pittsburgh. Schefter's been quiet on this.
He has been. Lately.
Which I, couple things here. One, Schefter might be the first guy to report it either way. He didn't have to be in Pittsburgh to do that.
No.
Because a lot of that stuff comes from the league and the commissioner's office, and it goes immediately out, and then it's the fastest insider to push that out, right? Him being quiet has me questioning this, though. That's the Schefter angle to me. Schefter is, I think, the best. And he's been out at this forever. And that's to say that, hey, Ian Rappaport's good. Mike Garofalo's good. There, a lot of Mike Florio's good. All these insiders are good. I wonder if he thinks games are being played with the media and he's not getting caught up in the games.
Yeah, probably.
You know?
Probably.
So it kind of makes, by him sitting it out, it makes me question some of the validity of the other reports.
Mm-hmm.
He got screwed once, where he reported that the Steelers were out and then 30 minutes later had to say that the Steelers were in. I think he thinks guys are getting played out there and he doesn't want to get played.
Nope.
Which makes me think that some of this information might be hyperbolic that's out there right now.
I mean, it does come down to as well, like, I mean, whenever situations keep going back and forth like this, it's just like, all right, like, I'm going to report it whenever it's done. Like, there's no reason even to get in the nitty-gritty of it, because it's just, it's such a back and forth that once that button is pressed, the send button is pressed, then I'll report it. Like, I mean, because it won't matter what all went down before. It'll just be a contract, it'll be a trade, I'll say who was traded, and I'll say what the contract is, and I'll say the team. Like, I am not doing this back and forth. Whenever it's done, it's done, and I don't know when that's going to happen, but whenever, I will get word probably first that it'll go down, and then I'll just, yeah, just put it out.
I'm just going to wait it out.
Like,
oh, look, text. Oh, league office. Oh, Brandon Ayuk traded to Pittsburgh.
All right, here we
tweet.
Go.
Tweet.
Bang. That's it.
Oh, it's done? Okay, tweet.
Yep.
Okay, tweet.
No reason to sit there and guess what's happening.
Not after that first time. He ain't letting that happen to him again. Do you think Schefter's the best?
Yes.
I do, too.
Yes. He's the most tapped, and he's the most, I guess, not knowledgeable, but he's the most respected, I think, out of people.
I think so. And not that
the other guys are, yeah, but like he's the top dog.
Yeah, he's the top dog. And not for nothing, I think he's the best on TV too. I think he packages it well. I think he's really, really good at television. And just let Jeremy Fowler report all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Fowler, what are you hearing on Ayuk? Okay, why don't you go ahead? Why don't you go on SportsCenter? You can talk out your backside. I'll just sit here. I'll report the trade when it gets done. Social media's biggest loser is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. We'll bring you that when we come back. And I got sneak attacked this morning. Sneak attacked. And I'm in big trouble. Tell you how.
The 49ers just wrapped up day 15 of training camp, and whatever happened on the field today is completely irrelevant because Brandon Ayuk was there watching from the sideline. He was in between the two fields. He was about 60 yards away from Kyle Shanahan. He was wearing a red 49ers cutoff t-shirt. It's the first time I've seen him wear a 49ers logo in a while. Remember, he scrubbed his social media of all 49ers references. And he was drinking blue Gatorade, which is an interesting choice. I like blue Gatorade. I also feel that purple Gatorade is delicious.
That's social media's biggest loser, but that guy's a real winner, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He went totally viral. 49ers reporter hanging on every step that Brandon Ayuk made, not practicing at 49ers practice yesterday. We have some details on Adam Schefter, why he's in town. Many people have texted this in. Multiple people have tweeted this in. Adam Schefter is going to the Bruce Springsteen concert tonight.
Oh. Okay.
That's the most sports writer thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, of course.
Just come on into Pittsburgh, watch Bruce.
Yep.
Enjoy yourself. All right.
Schefter. Hmm.
What if it goes down during the Springsteen concert?
That would be epic.
And you're just in the middle of, Born to Run or something.
And hop on ESPN on, like, FaceTime. And then Springsteen's in the background.
Baby, we were born to run. Excuse me, Adam, we can't hear. Baby, we're born to run. Tramps like us. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Excited for tomorrow's show. Going to have Pomp on. We got to talk to what's-his-face from Buffalo, who we love.
Sal.
Chris Carter going to be on with us. We'll do it up for Steelers and Bills. Real quick, though, it is my 15-year anniversary. I did want to say happy anniversary. My 9-year anniversary. August 15th. 9-year anniversary. Yeah. I'm already screwing it up. I want to say happy anniversary to my loving wife. You are the best. Thank you for being the best wife and mom I could ask for. But she sneak attacked me today. We said we weren't going to do gifts or anything. We were just going to get a really nice dinner. She's not one for gifts generally. I opened up my car today. Gift. Sitting right there on the seat.
What was it?
Can't tell you. Nah, just some assorted goodies I like.
Why couldn't you tell me that?
Nah, just, I wanted to.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet it's not that. It's something that.
Yeah, it was candy. It was like a whole bunch of candy.
And you didn't get her anything.
I didn't get her anything.
See.
It's a trap!
You should have prepared for that.
I know. I should have preemptive struck her.
That's not good.
No.
Jack Wilson. He's going to go 0-for.
Yeah, Jack Wilson striking out tonight, five. Big guy.
0-for-4.
Right? I should have had the forethought. Although she's working now, so she's not listening. I have some time. I'm going to run out and get her something. What should I get her? Candy.
Yep. Yep.
Tickets to the Springsteen concert.
Yes.
Tramp like us.
What?
Baby, you were born to run. Mm-hmm. All right, big show tomorrow. Zeiss just walked in here 10 minutes early.
So did Boss. This is a weird day. Bostic was early, too.
Oh, dude. What's the Aiyuk trade's going down.
Yep.
If we're talking, we are talking.
And Schefter's here.
Schefter's here.
Zeiss is early. Bostic was early.
He was like on time, which is early for him.
Yes.
Planets aligning. It's all coming together. We'll talk about the Brandon Aiyuk acquisition tomorrow, and we'll break down Steelers v. Bills. We should get an answer today on whether or not Russell Wilson's going to play. Mike Tomlin's got his press conference later on. Starkey and Zeiss up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet up to 7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, hot, high 86.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.